Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Wake up! In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
He can be that emotional, oh, the ladies love him, but then the guys listen to him too.
They say everything that people want to say, but they usually don't.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Life, it's life, more life.
It's more life, more life, more life.
Joint.
More
life.
Life. Life is life, still life.
Yo, that's Cordae singing, y'all. His mom used to be a singer. Or his mom still sings, but his mom was like, you know, she was really doing the singing thing. He tells a story on one of the songs. I like that kid, man. He's representing Maryland. Just a dope kid, man. He's a
Cordae's
dope artist.
Amazing.
He's a dope kid. He's just trying to do the hip hop thing the right way, man, and be dope. And I celebrate it. You know what I mean? Is this cloud thing supposed to continue today? Man, yesterday was so nice.
Brian.
It did rain last night, though, unexpectedly. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, it popped off.
I see clouds all day today, and I see some rain in the afternoon.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, it rains a couple of times at 5 and then again overnight. Tomorrow, more rain in the morning, a little bit in clouds with the high 70. Today, 71. Saturday, 64. Sunday, 78 and overcast.
Oh, man, we went overcast?
Went overcast for Sunday.
Yo, man, calling weather out in advance is like, I don't know what it's like, but it's not right.
Well, especially when you're hoping for something like really, really pleasant.
Well, yeah, it was like supposed to be 80 and bright and sunny, and I'll still take 78 and overcast, but, you know.
Yeah, man. I didn't know it was going to rain last night, man. I got it. You can hit me with the button early or I'll save it. Went and got my car washed the other day. I was thinking like, you know.
You played yourself.
Got a few days of sunshine. Day later. Wait, what? I was like, what? What's going on here?
What?
Yo, it's time to play the game that lives up to its name. Laura Never Loses. Who's on the line?
We
Khadijah.
Got Khadijah.
Hello?
Khadijah, you ever sold weed in your life?
You sold?
No.
No, you never sold weed. There was a song back in the day. What year was it, Rosenberg? Khadijah, the Buddha Queen.
93? I don't know.
It was early. Well, early for...
How do you spell Khadijah?
Well, I don't know how they spell it in the song. She spells it K-A... Well, how do you spell it, Khadijah?
K-H-A-D-I-J-A-H.
K-H-A. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a way. I've seen it spelled K-A-D-Y-J-A-H. I done seen all type of things. But Khadijah, Kyrie. Yo, Kyrie, man. Ain't you supposed to be at work today playing for the Nets? How many days you taking off?
Yeah, I wish I could take as many as I want.
So you're not like Kyrie Irving. You don't hit your squad and be like, yo, I need some personal time?
No, I take my personal time. I influence my co-workers to take personal time because it's needed, you know?
Facts. See, yo, man, if anybody named Kyrie, focus on personal time, quality of life.
Ebro,
we're going to live a stressful life.
There you go, man. Shout out to Kyrie, man.
Do you
teaching us all.
Do you know the name of the group that performed Khadijah?
I forgot, but it's some.
If you want to know a terrible name of a group, and I say that with all due respect, Dirt Nation?
Dirt Nation, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Dirt Nation.
Khadijah.
94.
Khadijah. Yeah, 94, the Buddha Queen. All right, Khadijah, where are you going to get money right now? Where do you work?
I'm a teacher at a daycare.
Yeah, beautiful. Shout out to all the teachers at the daycares. All the teachers. All the daycares. Who you want to represent you, me or Laura Stiles?
Good, my girl Laura.
Yeah, the game that lives up to his name. Yo, Laura, we out of prizes that fast, huh?
Yeah,
Yo, no, we have a prize today, guys. We definitely have a prize. So today you can win a pay-per-view code to see the Andy the Destroyer Ruiz Jr. versus Chris the Nightmare Arreola fight that's happening on Saturday, May 1st at 9 p.m. So you could buy now on foxsports.com/PPV and watch it on any screen. But today we are hooking you up.
Yo, shout out to everybody with Nightmare Areolas, man. There's some out here, too.
Yo, damn.
Yo, 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Right here
we go.
Go. Okay, which actor was on IG saving
Ebro.
His...
Laura.
Ebro.
An actor was on IG.
Three, two...
Daniel Kaluuya.
Maybe, but incorrect. Which actor was on IG shaving his girlfriend's pubic hairs?
Oh, Tyrese
is correct.
Yo, Shawnee, why you say maybe for Daniel Kaluuya? Come on, man.
Was he on? Which actor was on Instagram?
On IG, I just answered on IG. I didn't know the rest.
What
of
is the largest internal organ?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The largest internal organ. I'm going to go with intestines.
Incorrect. What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Wow, but intestines are, it's a lot.
Giant.
Yes, they're long.
Come on, fams.
Three.
Y'all know.
Your two. Lungs?
Incorrect. That would be skin. The liver. Liver.
Right.
What?
Organ. Liver, but
internal
skin
organ.
Is also
internal organ.
Internal.
Organ. Yeah.
Intestines, fam. I don't know, bro. Maybe
those
that's
are like 20 miles long.
Time's up. Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Debating
that's
over right. internal organs. Maybe intestines are considered an internal organ.
Right. The largest internal organ in the human body is the liver.
Khadija, you are the big winner.
Who are you shouting out to, Khadija? Who are you shouting out to?
I
want to
shout out my boyfriend, James, my sister, my best friend, the kids at my school, my friends, my family, and you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys every day. Make my day.
Thank you. And listen, we're going to hook you up with this free code, all right? This pay-per-view code so you can watch the fight. FoxSports.com, all right?
All right.
I don't know, man. The intestines are vital organs in the gastrointestinal tract of our digestive system.
Oh, my God, Ebro.
Maybe when you put it together, it's not technically larger than the liver. Technically.
I don't know, man.
All right.
And
this
right here, Google.
So
yo, Google, the skin is the body's largest organ.
Internal.
Yo, this is all shame. On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles, what's happening?
All right, coming up in a flashing lights report, could a Kendrick Lamar album be on its way? I'll give you the details coming up next.
It says the liver is the largest solid organ. Yo, what's going on? Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Let's get the flashing lights right now.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right, guys. So it's been about 4 years since Kendrick Lamar released his album, Damn.
That's right.
Yesterday, TDE put a Kendrick Lamar album chatter into the universe with a tweet. So the tweet read, "The wait is over."
But see, now why
hashtag
can't it be?
TDE.
Why can't it be SZA?
But that's what,
why can't
that's
it be
thing.
Schoolboy Q?
So the tweet came with this animated GIF that looks like a computer booting up with a date that said 5/7/21 at the end. But you're right, it could be SZA. It could be.
I don't think it could be Schoolboy. There hasn't been some big wait for Schoolboy Q right now. Oh, it's been almost as long for Schoolboy Q.
But there has been for SZA.
For SZA, yeah. There has been a lot of when will it be.
And she's active right now, right? Right? She got a hit single. She got the song with Doja Cat.
It could be anything, but the troll was effective. That was the point.
That's right.
It worked.
It worked. They know they can mess with people at this point, so regardless of what it is.
They're messing with people's emotions, and it worked.
Effective.
So we shall see. On the 7th. Also, another cool story. Little Kim is set to tell her truth through her own perspective. So my friend Kathy Ayandali, who's an amazing writer, got together with Lil' Kim, and she's putting out her own book. And nice. Lil' Kim is saying she's excited to finally tell her full story. People think they know, you know, but they don't. They have no idea. And honestly, I just think it's amazing. The Lil' Kim story to me is so fascinating. There's so many, you know, layers to Kim, and her career is incredible, and her influence. And I just really hope she really opens up on this one. But I'm hearing chatter that it's very, 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 like, she goes in.
Will it be an audiobook?
I'm sure she's probably going to do both. I mean, now that's what usually people do nowadays, but it's happening November 2nd, but I'm excited. I'm a big nice. Lil' Kim fan. I think this is going to be really amazing for her.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have is, do you guys feel there's things? I mean, I guess we haven't heard from Kim, right? We haven't really. We've heard stories, but not from her point of view.
Right.
Not
if you really think about it, like, everything else is from, you know, other people, rumors, blah, blah, blah. But never, you know, directly from her.
Mm. So this must be why she wasn't involved at all with that documentary that went to Netflix with D-Rock and them.
Could be.
Because she had her own plans to tell her own story.
Mm.
Maybe. But I'm excited. I always told, I think I told Rosenberg, I was like, yo, I want to see like a dope biopic on Kim, but like done the right way, you know, because she just has so much to offer. Her story's incredible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's kind of like, I want to say it's kind of about time because she skips out on all the movies about Big.
Yeah.
Like all the things that are out there where we would like to hear her piece, she's not there. So it's nice that you're giving it to people because your part is kind of left out and you have an important part.
So, yeah, that's going down on November 2nd. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 6:58. Today's a high of 72, cloudy, but it looks like there's going to be some rain in the afternoon. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Coming up, congratulations. You have played yourself. All right. Who should be on the list? Possibly me. I'll tell you why. Coming up. Plus, Ride or Die. Yo, there's a couple of songs I'll be listening to. I'll be like, when you do what without a what? What's going on?
Blah, blah,
and
blah.
The other one would be Trippy Outkast. What's the one they singing about? They like a light-skinned girl? It's like A Boogie and Pop Smoke talking about... I mean, the whole song is about complexion. I mean, the complexionism is so rampant in the song, I want to turn it off.
Mm. Wow.
I think it's called Hello.
Hello. That one?
Hello.
Lionel Richie?
No, that's Lionel Richie. Is that what it's called, Cass?
I don't know.
Pull up Hello, Pop Smoke.
Or Adele?
I meant Adele.
Oh. Sounded like Lionel Richie.
Hello.
A Boogie and Pop Smoke.
Yeah, let me hear it again. The hook. Can you get to the hook?
Red Bone. Red Bone.
Yellow. Light skin. Yellow. Uh-huh. Iced out. Hello. I'm the king of New York. Mellow. Black hair by the Regis and Pello. Ask around. Know me. I'm a year boy, Ginobili. I like my Red Bone. Fat. Jello. Light skin. Yellow. Iced out. Hello. I'm the king of New York.
I'm light skin. I was offended. Black hair by the Regis
and Pello. Yellow, red bone, light skin.
Yeah, this is the same reason they toured Danny Laydown, because she had a song called Red Bone, no?
Yep. Yeah, but she was singing about herself.
And she got torn to shreds.
She got torn to shreds. Pop Smoke's not here to defend himself. So maybe that's why. But people love this record. This record's popular. I was pissed. I was like, wait, what? I mean, it's one thing. You got a preference if you like... dark skin, if you like brown, if you like light skin, whatever it is you like, okay, you like your preference. I just feel like when people have a preference of skin complexion, you get this.
That's racist.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Like, that's so bonkers.
Playing yourself.
But it's common. You guys are absolutely right. It is common. But I just wanted to make sure I pointed that out, because every time I hear that song, I'm like, yo, this must have people feeling some type of way, this song. For
it's
sure.
Messed up. People have been so used to it. It's been so common for so long.
Facts. Terrible. Laura, what's on your list today?
So I was reading this article about a Republican state senator. Her name is Laura Reinbold. She just wanted to make her life more difficult. And a lot of people are like this, but this is This is the reason why the results are what they are. So she, being an Alaskan state lawmaker, decided that she wanted to make an issue about wearing a mask on Alaskan Airlines. She continued to harass and fight back, saying, you know, that whole, like, my face, my choice, my body, my choice. You know, even calling the employees mask bullies. So Alaskan Airlines was like, all right, you don't want to comply with our rules? You're going to get banned. And we banned you. Yourself.
Yo.
So now this moron had to drive 14 hours, including a portion of the trip through Canada. She had to take a ferry to reach the capital, Juneau, on Monday, where she's supposed to be at in order to, you know, get her job. Imagine, because she lives in Anchorage. Now you can't even fly there. Now you got to take this insane trip each and every time you got to go to work because your dumbass wanted to be disrespectful.
That's amazing. I love it.
To the employees of Alaskan Airlines.
I love it.
Congratulations.
And it's it's the only flight.
The only one. The only one.
Yo, I love that.
Wow.
Yo, can you imagine? How many hours is it? Four, you said?
14. No,
14.
Yo,
14 hours driving through Alaska. Hit the button.
14.
Congratulations.
Good luck with
you
all that.
You played yourself.
And a ferry.
And a ferry?
Fail.
Wow. Amazing. Wow. Rosenberg, what's on your list today?
I mean, can we give it to Rudy Giuliani?
Why wouldn't we?
Congratulations.
I'm enjoying every minute of the FBI raid on Giuliani's apartment yesterday.
Yeah, FBI searches Giuliani's home and office, seizing phones and computers. The prosecutors obtained the search warrants as part of an investigation into whether Rudy Giuliani broke lobbying laws when he was President Donald J. Trump's personal lawyer. What I love about this, too, is right now, if you go to the New York Post, front page, biggest article. Biden's first big speech to Congress bombs on all counts. Really? Hit the button.
Congratulations.
Well, according to Chris Wallace on Fox News, he said, quote, I think this is going to be a popular speech with the American people.
Oh, that's interesting. The only honest guy on Fox News said that. Yeah. But the New York Post said it bombs on all counts. Meanwhile, do you know where Rudy Giuliani's name is on the entire front page of the entire website?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Congratulations.
It was there first.
You played yourself.
They're hiding the fact that the former mayor, a former New York hero.
America's mayor
had his home raided by the police and you can't find it. Wow.
Well, that's because the Post is a scumbag, ridiculous tabloid run by the Murdoch family, who also runs Fox News.
Oh, that's right.
And if you thought they was being honest.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Now, I didn't see the Biden speech, so I don't know what he said. I don't even know if we have clips in the system. But I got to get on my game because I tell you what's going to happen. If we're not sharing the good information in short order in about 18 months, people are going to try to remix what this whole thing was about. And I tell you, for the audience, this next infrastructure bill he's trying to put forward can really change a lot in the United States. It's very important. Bridges, roads, schools being redone. Like, we've never seen anything like this in our lifetime. And the amount of jobs and money that's going to be pumped into the American system and construction and labor, just all of those things. Fam, if you're not reading up on this infrastructure bill Biden is trying to roll out.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Going to be a lot of buttons given out on this show.
What makes you say that?
No one except you is going to read about the infrastructure bill.
Well, hit the button.
Exactly. I'm just getting prepared early.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Only reason I say that is because this is the same type of information that people will use to
say he's not doing anything.
Say he's not doing anything, but he's doing the real, like, if this gets done, this is a major thing.
Oh, I'm not saying you're wrong.
And not that we should be just happy with the guy. And not that we should be, you know, just elated and accepting every move. There's things that he's going to fall short on and things that I don't like, and I'm prepared for that too.
Right.
But something like an infrastructure bill, You know how many hospitals in this city need to be redone? Or just even things like public housing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yo, public housing hasn't been funded by the federal government in like 20-something, maybe even 30 years.
Guys, we've just seen remember the scandal with the crazy mold and lead in
the lead,
public housing?
But that was just a botched job at the de Blasio administration. That was just a botch.
But that's just a tiny little fraction of the improvements that those homes need.
Yeah, facts.
Some of them are insane. And you're like, this is New York. Yes, it's New York.
And by the way, I think 50% of New York City public housing funding is supposed to come from the federal government. And they haven't been kicking in money. So the city and the state have had to pony up dollars. So this type of infrastructure bill goes to all of that. And go check out our last conversation with Jamal Bowman. The amount of money that's coming into the Yonkers School District and the Mount Vernon School District, which is the area that he represents, after the stimulus package, is tens of millions. So if you live up in that area, check in with that school board and make sure they don't botch the money by giving the money to their friends who are consultants for kickbacks. Oof. And you know all that controversy that goes on at these school boards. Pay attention. Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free right now. What's the weather doing today, Laura?
Today's going to be cloudy, a little rain in the afternoon, but a high of 72.
Zebra, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. We love y'all. Thanks for locking in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we got Tommy on the line. It's another episode of Curved. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg today. Tommy.
How's it going?
We're blessed, man. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you for participating, Curved. Laura, what's the new email?
Gotcurved@gmail.com.
Gotcurved@gmail.com. Thank you for emailing us, Tommy. So here you go. You and Clara, you started following her on IG. She followed you back. And then what happened, Tommy?
Followed her back, and then I reached out to her. I was kind of feeling her, so I reached out to her, and we kind of caught this rapport. Then I wanted to start asking her, and then from there, she kind of slowed the responses.
So you actually DM'd her, got the phone number, and you guys were texting?
Yes.
And so did you guys actually talk on the phone, too?
Yeah, we did. We did a few times, yeah.
And then it just kind of slowed down out of nowhere?
It slowed down when I started how we should meet and kind of go out on a date and see kind of how things are.
Did you send her a penis picture? Did you do anything lewd and crude?
Keeping it classy over here. No.
Okay, I like it.
Something happened.
Did you try to FaceTime and you tried to ask about, personal body part sizes, like how big's your ass, how big's your boobs, anything like that?
No body parts, and actually, I didn't even think about FaceTiming. I wish I did. I should have, but no.
So the combo never got weird, bro?
Not on my recollection, no.
Rosenberg, you hearing anything weird here?
I don't believe him.
I mean, I'm going to take him at face value that he didn't do anything, but maybe he got a little overexcited. I don't know. Maybe we should call her and find out.
That's a great idea. Calling Clara right now, Tommy. Now listen. Clara agreed to be on, but she did not know you were going to be on the line.
Hello?
Clara, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hi, how are you? We have Laura Stiles and we have Rosenberg.
Hi.
You told us you were all good coming on the radio and talking about why you curved Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember. I was scared me for a second there.
Yeah, no, so you guys met on IG, DM, boom, got the phone, texting started happening, phone calls started happening, but then Tommy hit us and said, yo, I'm trying to find Clara. I think I've been ghosted. I think I've been curved. We reached out. You hit us back, but you're not hitting Tommy back. Why?
Like, Tommy is mad cool. The conversation was good and everything, but he lives super far away. Like, he's all the way in New Jersey. I'm not.
Where do you
I'm
live?
Down for long-distance relationships.
Wait.
I live in Texas.
Tommy, come on, man.
Hey, this is 2021.
Oh, God.
Hey.
What does that mean? It's 2021. Like, you want to do, like, Zoom and FaceTime? What kind of relationship is that?
Now, Clara, to Tommy's defense, you could have communicated this.
Fair.
I mean, I thought it was understood. I thought there was the understanding that, you know, this was just going to be some back and forth, cool conversation. We were going to be friends. So my bad. I didn't think we really needed to have a discussion about it.
Yeah, but friends don't just stop talking for no reason.
Clara. I mean, the conversation kind of just dried up. And it was like, and I can tell he was kind of getting to the point where he wanted to take it, you know, further than I wanted to take it. So I'm like, let me just back off.
Why not communicate that? You're kind of a piece of shit, Clara. Let's keep it on.
Oh my gosh.
You could have just said, hey, Tommy, I live in Texas. Where do you live?
I feel like we had this conversation before. He, you know, he kind of put it out there, and I'm like, no, you know, we're cool.
Clara, you're kind of keeping using the word kind of.
You kind of are.
You're not really being clear.
Yeah, you should have told him, look, I'm not interested in a long-distance relationship. You're over here. I'm over there. It's not going to work out. You could have said that.
I didn't want to be mean. I was trying to be his friend.
Honest.
And here's the other question I have. Tommy, you knew she lived in Texas?
I did know she lived in Texas.
But did she know you lived in New Jersey?
She did.
And y'all talked after that?
Yes.
And then, Clara, so you faded anyway.
How did you think this was going to work?
Clara, there are plenty of husband and wife teams Well, I bring that up because that's a serious relationship. So if a husband and wife team can make that work, then we can date and figure that out. I mean, I ain't trying to ask for the ring right now.
Clara, what do you say?
I guess we can have a combo, but I don't think this is gonna work. Like,
hey, negative
a day
Nancy.
That I feel
negative
like I
Nancy.
I want some. I want some, and
you're
want
so
you to be
negative,
right here.
You're so negative, Clara.
Next to me.
I mean,
then
come
what?
On. Have some positivity in your life. Try a little something. Now, Clara, what if Tommy would have just fast tracked and been like, "Listen, I want to have phone sex. This could be a completely, you know, long distance thing. We could FaceTime phone sex. Would you been into that?"
No, I'm not really down with phone sex. Phone sex.
Look, Tommy, I tried to expedite it for you.
I appreciate you.
No problem, man. So, would you guys try again, Clara?
All right, I'm going to listen to you, and I'll try to have some positivity.
There you go.
There you go. Bravo. You know what I'm saying? We figured it out on Curve. Tommy, you are off the list of being curved. You are officially uncurved.
Now, that being said, Tommy, I don't know if I would bother with this, but go ahead.
No, what that mean? What does that mean?
You don't seem really interested. You seem like you have to be forced, so I say find something else. But, Tommy, you do you.
I'm going to do me, and I appreciate you. And Clara, let's just start with a conversation. That's all.
See, that's sweet.
Aww. I got you. You were nice enough, and like mad cool, we can have a conversation.
There you go. And Tommy, show her that curve, my G. You know what I'm saying? When it's time.
Whoa.
Hey, yo, bow. Get to it, Tommy.
Now you go tell him the curve. You know what? Y'all messed up.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Yo, sometimes you just gotta be patient, man. And I know it takes a long time to get things done, but you just gotta be patient, man. Yo, I wonder how Giuliani feels about that stop and frisk he got yesterday.
I doubt they frisked him, don't worry.
They frisked that house.
They frisked his house, though, yeah.
They ran all up in there, the feds, on Giuliani. Yo, how do you go from, like, America's president? I mean, America's mayor to that?
His fall off has been iconic.
How about this, though? Even at that time where he was quote-unquote America's mayor and 9/11 and all that, the people that know. He was abusing New Yorkers, specifically black and brown men. Yo, the rumors of his mob ties and all the crime family ties and all of that, it's well documented.
Oh, he was always trash.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
The people that know. But they tried to run the remix, and he still botched it. Imagine that. You had the perfect cover. You could have just chilled out. You want to go run up next to Donald Trump. Yo, the last lawyer that the feds ran up on, Trump lawyer they ran up on, was Michael Cohen. He did time.
Mm.
Y'all think Giuliani going to jail? Yo, that'll be tight.
Wait,
I doubt it. But
didn't Trump distance himself from Giuliani?
Was he probably.
Like, nah, we good now?
No, he stopped paying.
We good now, fam.
He stopped paying him.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's why I started by saying sometimes you just got to wait, man.
What a mess.
People, but I guess people have been patient for so long, especially when it comes to evil white men getting their justice, their comeuppance. People have been so patient for hundreds of years. that now it's like, yo, is this going to happen?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I would, like, you know, hold my breath. But let's enjoy the moment.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Because I feel like they're still working. They're just keeping it light.
Mm.
I think it's all staying below the radar, but I think these MAGA maniacs are still catching it.
Well, because I saw an article yesterday, even the January 6th cast that ran up, you know, that organized the run-up. The organizers of the run-up have been put on like no-fly lists. Bank accounts have been frozen. Like, they can't travel. They can't go nowhere.
I'm surprised you saw that, Ebro, and it makes me feel better because I've been reading articles. Remember the ones who busted into Nancy Pelosi's office? Like, they're getting out of jail.
Well, they're just the idiots. They're the idiots that just did the vandalism.
Yeah, but they still broke in.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But they're, you know that little trap where they make it feel like it's like everything's all good. People get comfortable. And then the feds pull up with the case built, and you're donezo.
You mean on those idiots?
Let's see, man. I see a lot of passes, man, and it's really disappointing.
I definitely think the people that we saw on camera doing like the whole, what was the dude with the animal head, and you know, those ain't the real ones that they want.
But they'd have been,
they should get something.
Right. I feel you.
What are we talking about, right?
Yeah, but go look up the Oath Keepers. Go look up Roger Stone and Stop the Steal. Go look up the people who funded this. That's what you got to dig into.
It's crazy, though.
Don't fall for the jokes. You got to get the big fish.
All of them.
All of them need to catch it, because we would all catch it.
Yeah, but
fam, you would be dead, okay?
You
would have caught a bullet. Caught a bullet.
It can't be. If you're looking for an apples to apples, it's never going to be that. Because to your point, you would have been shot on the spot. So you almost don't want to worry about chasing the exact same repercussions, because that's impossible. But are they going to get the it's not going to be all things equal. But are they at least going to get, to Ebro's point, the people who are really at the root of this?
Steve Bannon. Right. Roger Stone.
No. Everybody's getting a pass.
Everybody.
Even the concept when you said Giuliani going to jail, that would be tight. It sounded just like when you said Trump going to jail, that would be tight. Where's Trump? Somewhere under a palm tree drinking a coconut. Yeah, he's drinking coconuts, fam. He's somewhere telling.
Yo, and this just in, breaking news. Can I get some breaking news? Breaking news. Wow. Breaking news. Mayor de Blasio has just announced that New York City will be open. I don't know what that means, but that's the headline, on July 1st.
Well, you saw they're already lifting the curfews. Remember they were like limiting like... I think they pushed it till midnight.
Yeah,
restaurants and bars till midnight. So that's going to be lifted. You had to buy food whenever you wanted to have a drink. That's going to be lifted. You can just go ahead and go to your local bar and purchase a little cocktail for yourself. So all that's changing. So that's good for the small businesses, the small, you know, bars and restaurants who are really taking a L. So let's see. NYC officially open July 1st.
30%. 30% of New York State is fully vaccinated. And I think upwards of like 60% have one shot. Something like that. So in the coming weeks, you're going to be seeing numbers of 60 and 70% fully vaccinated in New York State if everything continues.
So, Ebro, this means 100% capacity everywhere. Restaurants, bars, gyms.
Guess who's still going to feel weird about 100%
capacity? Guess who's not playing with y'all? Me.
Wait, from gyms to athletic stadiums. Wow.
Everything open.
Now, listen, I might feel good about a Yankee game at 100% capacity. I might be all right with that. It's outside. But am I going to feel great about going to restaurants at 100% capacity indoors? I don't know. It's probably going to take me a little time.
Yeah, I'll be sitting outside.
Especially during the summer.
Yeah.
And the beauty is, because so many people want to sit outside when the weather's warm, you might be able to go inside because it won't be completely packed.
There you go.
So then you're still able to go inside, especially because I'm vaccinated. Like right now, I would...
So wait, as a vaccinated person, Rosenberg,
mm-hmm.
Your concern is what on going inside? What are you concerned about? What are you uncomfortable about as far as 100% capacity? Because you're fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I just but the efficacy of vaccinations are not 100% yet, and I'm, you know, I'm coming off of over a year of concern. You can't just shed that in 2 seconds and now all of a sudden be comfortable with strangers all up in your face.
So you admit that most of it is shell shock, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm still going to take my time. You know, like, I'm definitely comfortable right now with my mask off. Like, last night, I was outside my girl's place with her dog, and I took my mask off. And as people, like, walk by me, you know, I know, like, I think about putting my mask on, but it's only for the optic for them. I'm not actually worried. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that as well. I feel like when I'm outside and somebody, or like, you know, when you're eating outside and you get up and you walk to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're walking, even though you were just sitting there having your food and someone else's table's, you know, a few feet away. When you stand up, I feel like you're supposed to put your mask on before you walk past other people's tables.
Well, that,
even though you're still outside.
And that's the optic of it. And to me, that's the respect of it. And I do appreciate the same thing coming my way. So I just do that. But to be honest, am I actually worried when someone walks by me outside with no mask? No, not at all. Especially now vaccinated. I do not worry when I'm outside with my mask off. And inside, you know, Laura and I went to the Barclays Center last week. And everyone who gets inside has to be tested or vaccinated. And Laura, I joked with my girl earlier that I was like, damn, I do realize in retrospect, though, in the suite, I was definitely the loosest person.
You were.
I didn't have my mask on for a second. Like, when I was in the suite, fully vaccinated.
Meanwhile, you're inside a smaller space
with
six, 10 or 15
people. No. Five or six people of which I knew every single person.
Right.
My mask was off.
They weren't a part of your immediate circle, though.
No, but I know them to be people who are not loosey-goosey humans.
This is like that SNL skit.
Yeah, exactly. One's a cheerleader. No, I mean, it was Joe LaPuma, Donnie Kwok. I know these guys. They're not maniacs.
They're responsible.
But it did make me feel better that everyone had to take a rapid PCR test.
Yeah.
But you know them rapids.
But it's a PCR.
But Laura, let's also keep
it real. If you don't go to a lab.
Well, they have their own lab there.
Just knock it off.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
What are you talking about? I saw some white coats.
Yeah, I saw white coats.
It's this false sense of security, guys. Just living it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Listen, hold on. Let's not jump out the window on false sense of security with I'm fully vaccinated. So
I know.
Like,
I'm just calling back to Laura's Barclays Center thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, you mean the testing and testing being enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear you on that. But no, that's Ebro, to sum it all up, I think we're all going to make our own calls as we move on. I'm planning on going to brunch with my friends on Sunday.
Oh,
it's going to be 80 degrees outside on Sunday. 78. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Something like that. Low overcast situation.
Let's report back on Monday about how I feel about a packed outdoor brunch situation. Cause it could be.
I was about to ask you what kind of brunch is this? Is this like a uptown brunch?
Is this a brunch party or you guys are just eating at a restaurant?
No, are you guys eating at 3 p.m.?
My boy Jacob's spot up here is popping on Sundays. It'll be popping. Like, it'll be outside, but it'll be popping. But it's seated at tables. It's not like a, you know, standing up dancing brunch.
Call right now, we'll 800-223-9797. You want to be smarter than the DJ John. He's stepping in the room. He's responsible.
It's the DJ John. The DJ John.
That's why we sing this song terrible. Yo, in short order, we're going to be back in the studio over the next couple of weeks and months, and we're going to get this song back in line.
Wait. When do we jump to the back of the studio?
Well, if New York City opens up July 1st.
So that's that. They're trying to say that we should go back to the studio?
That's going to start happening in September.
Wow. That's
you don't have to. Y'all may only see me once a week. I'm just saying. On that one day a week, we're going to have this song right.
You know what we should do? I was talking about this earlier. Yeah, we do interview Thursdays. If you want to interview with us, you come in between 10 a.m. and noon on Thursday. We knock it out. If not, I'm back home.
I'm at the crib. And you get this virtual convo. I think virtual interviews, they're here to stay.
Oh, yeah, to some degree.
Yeah, virtual interviews are here to stay. The whole up coming to the studio and sitting down, I don't know if that adds anything to the conversation. I actually think it makes people more uncomfortable. Them being at home in their own space, talking to you on a computer, I think gives them a level of comfort.
Absolutely.
Because they're in their own space and they don't have a bunch of cameras hanging over their head and people standing around. I think you have a better conversation.
Ebro, I'm with you 1,000%.
I'm selling
Never
it.
Leave yeah. the home.
Selling it. You're yep. selling it.
Never leave the house. I'm with you. I love it. We work mornings, y'all. This is way better at home. Let's be honest.
All right. All right. John, you have prizes. Where are the prizes?
Listen, Mother's Day is coming up, so we have a prize pack, a nice assortment of stuff. You can get flowers, a dinner, a virtual performance with 7th Street, and also qualify for a grand prize of a diamond necklace, all made hot by Baby. Made hot by 7th Streeter, E1, Rosin Social, Vladdy's Diamonds, and Hot 97, baby.
Iced out for Mother's Day.
Bling. Iced out.
Bling.
You know what I'm saying? Get you dripping like water.
Devon on the line.
Foul. Devon.
Yeah, what's up, bro? How you doing, bro?
Peace, sir. Thank you for checking in with the program today and being part of Can You Be Smarter Than DJ John?
Good morning to everybody else. Love and Styles.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, man. So listen, answer this question super fast. That's how we measure intellect here at this program. Laura's okay. going to ask you a question so you can get somebody, get something for the mother in your life, either your mama or your baby's mama or whoever's mama. Mama's mama.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Well, we just talked about Little Kim. She's putting out a book, tell-all book about her life. It's going to be amazing. But can you tell us, Little Kim was the only female member of what group?
Junior Mafia.
Pow.
Oh. Wow.
Bam.
Wow.
Correct.
Yo, man, that was a tough question. Devon, great job, bro.
You said I'm from Brooklyn, so you know.
You know what it is. DJ John representing the Knicks. Did the Knicks win last night, DJ John?
We did.
Who'd you beat? The Bulls?
The Bulls.
Thibodeau's old team. I'm sure he was happy to go do that.
It was light work.
Oh, were?
DJ John, here's your question. Tell us, what is Little Kim's daughter's full name?
Oh, that's a great question.
He should Chantel Audrey.
Wrong.
What?
Wrong. It's Royal Rain Jones Neal.
Well, you were close.
Royal Rain exactly. Jones Neal. That sounds like a bar, though. If you think about it, like it just rolled. That just rolls Royal Rain Jones Neal.
Ooh.
John, you're wrong.
Devon. You should hit me on the gram. I could have told you the answer to that.
Oh, thanks. Really? You knew that,
Devon
too?
Stunting on you, man.
Yeah. You
know
what
I'm
saying?
Well.
Wow.
Damn, Devon. Yo, Devon, shout out to your loved ones, man.
Thank you, man. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to the whole Wheel Link camp, my family, the team, and Brooklyn and South Jamaica Queens. So,
Queens. You know, Devon, it's love, sir. Thank you so much. Where are you headed to work today? What do you do?
Oh, no, I'm actually retired.
Oh, psh. Shout to you, man.
How old are you?
How's that retired life, man?
Yeah, I retired a little early. So, you know, I used to work for Delta, and then they offered me a severance package because of the COVID. I took it and ran.
There you go.
Good for you,
my guy. So, do you start, like, as far as retirement goes, because I'm plotting my retirement now, are you going to work on other things, like maybe start a business, or what are you going to do? Or are you just taking time off straight up and down?
Well, yeah, no, I have I'm a part of a clothing line, and I'm also looking to start up a trucking company.
Ooh.
But the clothing line, we have a store right now on Jamaica Avenue, website. We got men's.
Shout it out! What's the name of it?
We all in clothing.
Inside
the Coliseum. Yep.
Man,
I'm in clothing all the time.
Yo, yeah. Man, that's beautiful, Devon, man. Good job,
Thank you, man.
Well, shout to all the people who plotted that retirement, got some money in their pocket, worked hard, and now they starting new endeavors, man. I can't wait, man. My day's going to come.
Yeah.
We all in.
Hopefully these people let me up out of one of these contracts.
Maybe.
Let's go, Flash. See? It's like a gang. They won't let you out. Flash of Lifetime. Laura Styles, Devon, hold on.
Lights.
So Kodak Black just pled guilty to first degree assault and battery on his sexual assault case in South Carolina, and they sentenced him to 18 months probation.
Mm.
Now, he was originally indicted on felony charge of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, but his attorneys said that he copped a plea to a lesser charge. To put everything behind him, he apologized, and he admitted in court that he bit the girl, apologized on the record, and they gave him probation.
Yo, that's good. That's good for Kodak. Maybe he'll come back to the program like I originally asked him when I said, hey, man, when this whole thing gets cleared up, maybe you come back to the program and talk about it. Since we take sexual assault serious.
And then he had to, you know.
Then he got upset about it and walked out. But really, my intent was for us to just acknowledge that he had been charged with something or alleged. And that he was going to have to deal with it. And hopefully he would come back after that. So maybe, yo, Kodak, maybe you come back to the program. I really still feel bad about that. I never wanted that to go that left.
Well.
That was not my intention.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad because you didn't do anything wrong. So.
I feel bad that it played out bad. Like it was, you know what I'm saying? It got heated.
Yeah, it wasn't your intention and it didn't go that way. But listen.
Reopen in New York City.
Mayor de Blasio, chill, son. We're in the middle of a conversation, man.
Yo, man, Griff, you got to put your mute on over there. Hit Griff with the button.
All right. Let's wrap this up. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:02.
Join Griff to get the button. Yo, you're always caping for Griff.
High of 72 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are suspended.
Yo, she stay caping for Griff, huh?
This is the mother. She's the mother.
She don't cape for me.
Because I don't think it was Griff. No. Rasan said it wasn't Griff.
Damn.
Said it wasn't Griff. Who was it?
So hit me.
Yo, the way
button.
You just came for Griff, who works harder than anyone on the show, give yourself the button.
Wow. Hey, yo, Rosenberg, I don't need you to pile on.
Hey, yo, we finished or we done?
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
One song only.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
Hi,
Melissa. Good morning. You're on a Ride or Die, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and you want to prank your friend Megan.
Yes, I do.
So let me get this straight. There's a guy that your friend Megan hates. He picked you up for your birthday.
Yeah.
Y'all got into a fight on your birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you've been left by this guy, and you need Megan to come pick you up now.
Yes, exactly.
Why does she hate this guy, Melissa?
I don't know. They just have a history together. Like, you know, they messed around for a little bit, but I don't know.
Whoa. Okay. You're messing. So now you're messing around with a dude that you're.
No, like, we were all friends. So, like, it's not weird for him to be like, hey, it's your birthday. Let's go out, you know, for breakfast or something. But she cannot stand him.
Gotcha. So all of you guys were friends at one point. They started messing around. But technically, you guys are still friends. And she hates the fact that you guys are still friends.
Exactly. You got it.
Got it.
Okay. I thought it was more sinister. I thought there was a more sinister plot.
Nah, I'm not like that.
So you're not thinking about messing with dude?
No, never.
Okay, and has she told you don't talk to him anymore? Don't mess with him. Don't be friends with him.
Yeah, plenty of times. She's like, he's a dirtbag. I don't know why you guys are still friends.
God.
And you're like, because I didn't bone him like you, weirdo. You shouldn't have boned him.
Pretty much.
All right, here we go. So, Melissa, we want you to call Megan on the other line. Don't forget to conference us back in so we can enjoy the shenanigans. I love it. Here we go. Calling the friend Megan. Go ahead, Melissa. Dial her up.
Here we go.
Megan, hello?
Hello?
Oh, I don't know if you're busy.
No. What happened?
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, so I went out with Matt, right? So he hit me up, like, take me out. For breakfast, you know, and we started getting into an argument about you and he dead just left me and I need a ride home. Can you come get me?
Yeah, of course.
That was it? Megan, you're not going to be like, yo, you dummy. Why I told you he was a dirt bag. Why are you going to breakfast with this dummy?
Wait, who?
Megan, you're on Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning.
Wow.
Of course I was going to go get my girl. Of course I was going to go. What the f***?
Now she's stunned.
Tell us about Matt.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm no dirtbag or nothing like that. I'm going to go get my girl.
Boom, pal.
You're the definition of ride or die, baby. But,
yo, Megan, when she got in the car, you was going to tell her about herself, right?
Listen, I already got up. I'm halfway out the door. I was like, that's it. And then we were going to have that conversation in the car. Like, why is she doing it? But I got you.
That's what makes you the ride or die. The ride or die is you do what you got to do and you have the convo on the way back.
There you go, 100%.
Now,
I love you.
Now, Megan, we got some other questions since we all in your business. Why'd you end up messing with the dirt bag in the click, though? What happened?
Oh, my God. Every girl has one of those. Every girl has one of those guys. Yo, I literally hopped out of bed and ran, girl.
That's right.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Quickly, just so we can give you some contrast. And by contrast, I mean contrast. Because we have a boring-ass president right now, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Love boring.
I don't like an exciting president. I don't want excitement from you. I want management. Cool. I want a steady hand. Barack, like you said, he was cool. He was cool. The excitement was that he was black.
Black.
And the excitement was that he was doing everything right. And nobody could find anything wrong with him. So we were excited as black folks that we was like, yeah, see, you can't mess with my mans and them.
They cool. Michelle, cool.
I know. But then he was boring as hell, too, and frustrated.
I know this will make everyone who already hates me think that I'm somehow anti-Barack, which is not true, but everything right might be a bit strong.
Right. But you
know what I mean? In his personal life, not in presidential, no. But as far as like him as a man, as a person, as a good human, as a father, as
clean
a husband.
Clean and boring as that, can be.
That's what I meant.
And just a cool dude.
There will never be a president or an elected official that does everything we want right. If you're waiting for that, you get the button.
Agreed. And that's
there's going to be something we disagree with or he or she falls short on. That's what it is.
Well, and part of the nature of being president of the United States will always involve us doing terrible things to other places, to poor people.
That's right.
That's just what we do. And that's never changed so far.
And also, the job of president is to bring people that you disagree with to the table with people you agree with and actually get some things done.
And nobody loves that either.
That part. And here's Biden from last night. Sleepy, boring Biden.
Sometimes I have arguments with my friends in the Democratic Party. I think you should be able to become a billionaire and a millionaire, but pay your fair share. A recent study shows that 55 of the nation's biggest corporations paid zero federal tax last year. Those 55 corporations made in excess of $40 billion in profit. A lot of companies also evade taxes through tax havens in Switzerland and Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. And they benefit from tax loopholes and deductions for offshoring jobs and shifting profits overseas. It's not right. We're going to reform corporate taxes so they pay their fair share and help pay for the public investments their businesses will benefit from as well. We all know life can knock us down, but in America, we never, ever, ever stay down. Americans always get up. Today, that's what we're doing. America's rising anew, choosing hope over fear, truth over lies, and light over darkness. After 100 days of rescue and renewal, America's ready for a takeoff, in my view. We're working again, dreaming again, discovering again, and leading the world again. We have shown each other and the world that there's no quit in America. None. 100 days ago, America's house was on fire. We had to act. And thanks to the extraordinary leadership of Speaker Pelosi, Majority Leader Schumer, and the overwhelming support of the American people, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, we did act. Together, we passed the American Rescue Plan, one of the most consequential rescue packages in American history. We're already seeing the results. After I promised we'd get 100 million COVID-19 vaccine shots into people's arms in 100 days, we will have provided over 220 million COVID shots in those 100 days.
Bravo!
Thanks to all the help of all of you.
I'm more applauding that he's done talking, but I like him. And I like my president just like that.
Yes, and I like the work. Let's go.
Let's get to work.
Let's go.
Let's show the world. Yeah. And I know it's hard to pay attention because that was woof. But still, that's what I want for my president.
You don't want a stand-up comedian who attacks people?
No, I don't. I don't want a stand-up comedian. I don't want a president who's concerned about TV ratings. I don't want a president. I don't want leadership involved in any of that, man. I'm not here for that. I don't want a game show host. I don't want somebody doing Caller 97 and giving away $1,000. I don't want none of that, man. I want a manager, a steady hand, somebody who's trying to get work done. And there you have. Sleepy, boring Biden.
Love him.
And I mean no disrespect. I mean none, sir. You can still come on this program, which you won't. Kamala, it was great talking to you that one time. You probably won't be back either. But still.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? And other appreciation news. Do you guys appreciate that Khaled has a song with Jay-Z and Nas and harmonies by The Hive?
What does that mean?
I think Beyonce sang some backgrounds.
Okay.
I'd love for Beyonce to put out a concept album called The Hive, and it's like her on some like singing all these different parts, and you know, it's basically like
that'd
starting a girl group back again, but not asking Kelly and Michelle to join.
Just The Hive.
Just The Hive.
Isn't there someone else featured on the song too?
James Fauntleroy,
right.
Yeah. Rosenberg, you don't seem excited about a Jay-Z Nas collab.
Listen, I'm excited about the Khaled album. Shouts to Khaled. The lineup in general's just bonkers.
As usual.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. However, I feel that when these Jay-Z Nas collabs happen, it's like whoever's making the record put so much pressure for it to be incredible that it doesn't end up being even great.
It's like those movies with too many Academy Award winners in it.
Yeah. Remember, hey, you know what's a great example? And I like this movie. It's cool. Remember when Heat came out?
Yeah. It's cool.
Everyone was like, oh my gosh, a crime movie, Pacino and De Niro, here we go.
It's going
I was
down.
There. And after 3.5 hours, you're like, it was aight. But it wasn't Goodfellas and it wasn't The Godfather.
Right,
it was something else. And I feel
Ocean's
like
11.
I feel like we get the same thing. Nah, Ocean's 11 was tight.
Ocean's they did a good job.
But that
Ocean's
was a comedy. That was a huge ensemble sort of comedy.
Yeah. So when two great people get together, it's not a good look? It's not great?
When two iconic people come together, people tend to try too hard.
Now Kanye and Jado, watch The Throne.
Different.
Why?
Student-teacher.
It's a student-teacher friendship like that's different. Nas and Hove are cool, but we know their history is not one of being true friends.
Now maybe,
they were rivals.
But maybe because they're both lyricists, it cancels each other out like it's trying too hard, where in the Kanye-Hove, you have a different
true.
Type of two different types of artists coming together.
That's a great point. Kanye's That's coming a- with the en- sorry, with the energy and the
and catchy he's producing
lines.
And he's helping doing the beat and producing and arranging.
Laura,
what about
were you
Drake
gonna say?
and Future?
Different types of artists coming together. Mm-hmm.
Also,
I was a good project fan.
Wasn't
also,
great.
But
don't
Future,
roll your
Future,
eyes.
No, Future's not an icon though. He's cool.
What?
That's
blasphemy.
Not true. He's not Jay-Z and Nas coming together.
To you.
Sorry. Well, to me is called what's actually
at
happening.
At the height of Future's career, he's humongous.
Humongous.
Future is a really huge artist and huge. Impactful.
He's not Agreed. Drake. I don't want this conversation to derail
us.
Yeah,
that will derail
Future.
Us completely. But
you know what I'm saying? But
Ebro, in
Rosenberg,
your mind,
you're wrong.
No, I'm not.
But
Drake Future is not Jay-Z and Nas.
I'm not saying Drake Future is Jay-Z
That's
and Nas.
All I'm
Nas.
Saying.
I'm not saying.
But it is iconic.
But it is iconic.
That's
it's
great.
A big
but it's
deal.
A separate conversation. It's not Jay-Z and Nas coming together. And when Jay-Z and Nas come
but
together,
but the point
it falls
is that Drake and Future got together and made some magic.
Way
but they are
music.
Two different types of artists. And so maybe that's the magic ingredient.
Have Beyonce and Rihanna ever?
Well, it's a great point because Beyonce and Lady Gaga, Beyonce and Alicia Keys, those were cool. Once again, people made a big deal of these icons coming together. Mm-hmm. But it didn't land like that.
Right.
So when has it happened? I mean, Jay-Z and M, Renegade was pretty iconic, but that's one joint.
Yes. That was Mage.
Too many chefs in the kitchen type thing?
I don't know. Maybe just people trying too hard. It's not organic enough.
I don't think it's the chefs in the kitchen. I think it's the chefs that are in the kitchen are going, we have to make the greatest meal that's ever cooked. Get me that spice. Right. Get me that spice. Get me all the ingredients. And when you throw all the ingredients in.
Sometimes it works. What about King Louis brought up effing problems? Sometimes it works.
Effing problems is great. It's not that, though. Those guys were new then. Right. Kendrick wasn't an icon then. None of them were, actually.
Yeah, they were all just getting going. Juanito, we already said Future and Drake. Shut up.
I already said that.
Yo, play that Hov and Nas real quick.
Which one? You want to play Black Republican?
Black Republican.
Because this is fire. I like this song.
It's dope. It's dope. Turn the music
up in the headphones. Khaled's album, Khaled drops tomorrow.
Tonight at midnight.
Yo, shout to Khaled.
Tonight at midnight.
Another one.
Wait on this, motherfucker. The Gurus are next. New Jay and Nas record tomorrow, courtesy of Khaled. Start dancing this motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. We just come out of nowhere. I feel like a Black public money I got coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood. I got love for them. Can't clean my act good. Too much bugging them. Probably in the back in the hood. Like been huddling over the oven. We was like brothers then. Though you was nothing other than the son of my mother's friend. We had governing. Who would have thought the love would end? Like ice cold album. All good things. Never thought we'd sing the same song that all hoods sang. Thought it was all wood grain, all good brain. We wouldn't bicker like the other fools talk good game. Never imagine all the disaster that one could brain, should blame the game. And I could, it's kill or be killed. How could I refrain? If I ever be in debt, that's never a good thing. So the pressure for success can put a good strain on a friend you call best. And yes, it could bring out the worst in every person, even the good and sane. Though we rehearsed it, it just ain't the same. When you put the game at 8-16, then you mix things like cause, jury, and this thing. Jealousy, ego, and pride, and this brings it all to a head like a coin. Cha-ching, the root of evil strikes again, this could sting. Now the team got beef between the post and the point. This puts the ring in jeopardy. It feels like the Black Republican money I got coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't clean my act for good, too much bugging them. Probably in the back of the hood, I'm like, I'm
feel like a Black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back in the hood, too much love for them. Can't clean my act up for good, too much thugging them. Probably in the back in the hood, I'm like, fuck it then. I'm back in the hood, they like, hey, Nas. Blowing on perk, reflecting on they lives. Couple of fat cats, couple of AIs. Dreaming of fly this shit instead of them gray skies. Grade fives, hey, dies, wishing our rain dies. Pitch sling pies, it's again they sing why. Guess they ain't strong enough to handle their jail time. Weak minds keep trying. Follow the street signs. I'm standing on the roof of my building. I'm feeling the whirlwind of beef I inhale it. Just like an acrobat, ready to hurl myself through the hoops of fire. Sipping 80 proof, bulletproof under my attire. Could it be the forces of darkness against hood angels of good that form street politics? Makes a sweet honest kid turn illegal for commerce to get his feet out of them Converse. That's
my
word.
I feel like a Black Republican money keep coming in. Can't turn my back on the hood, I got love for them. Can't clean my act for good. Too much plug in the probably in the back in the hood.
I feel like a Black militant taking over the government. Can't turn my back on the hood, too much love for them. Can't clean my act up for good, too much thugging them. Probably in the back of the hood, I'm like, they both been.
That's fire.
Yeah, I feel like that. Let's get to the Gurus.
It's cool.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus. Shotty Coltrane, Rosenberg.
You feel like that?
You know you're a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Where we set the tone, we cleanse all the tense energy in the room.
I'm feeling it.
Shawnee Culture, lights and sage.
Sean, I need some sage over here.
Throw extra on Rosenberg, please. Inhale and exhale.
Hey, yo, the shaman's here with the shrooms and the peyote energy, if y'all need it.
Your energy is just throwing us off right now, bro.
Ah, Rosenberg, focus and lead us.
Well, I, now,
to someone in need.
Now I have to clarify something because...
What?
Non-guru cast did what he always does and trolls me into anger where I say things I don't even mean.
It's cleanse, it's cleanse.
Why? People why? Why?
Because I want to clarify. These words were said and now I'm responsible for them.
What was all right. That? What do you want to say?
Well, people are coming at me for me saying Future is not an icon.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, oh God.
Future is an icon.
Yo, leave that negativity in the past. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, well, no. I have to clarify.
Let
guys,
him,
one,
let him.
One thing of being a guru is you can't just move on without clearing things up and think it's all going to be better.
Get it off your chest.
He is an icon. But if you think about the release of Future and Drake, it does not have the same, it's not the same feeling as when Jay and Nas came together. They don't have the same history. They didn't have a whole entire long career and feud before they came together. It's just a different thing altogether. Okay? So everyone chill out.
Okay.
All right. Okay. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. Now, this is a short one. It works out well.
It's cleanse the energy.
Hot 97, I'm going to cut to the chase.
Thank you.
And this guy actually means it. Shawnee, please play your soft, soft borderline elevator music.
He did not say that.
To talk.
He did not say that.
My girlfriend is pregnant, and her parents found out, and now they want us to get married.
She pregnant.
They said that they don't want the baby born out of wedlock. Personally, I feel just because two people have a baby doesn't mean you automatically get married, especially when it won't be genuine. So, Hot 97ers, what would y'all do if you were in my shoes?
Pour me water. Make an honest woman of her. How dare you marry this woman?
Wait, do you really believe in the statement, make an honest woman?
Yeah.
No, you believe that that's a real thing?
I mean, some people, apparently her parents do. I do not. I say no.
Because if it was so honest, why 50% of y'all failing?
And if it was so honest, why is she pregnant? She already done crossed the line. So you trying to clean up the act by marriage? You know what I'm saying?
Marriage, a baby can't fix a marriage. And marriage can't fix a baby.
Two separate things.
Yes. You guys got to do what's right for you. I know the parents want to live this life of perfection and they feel like everything has to be a certain way to, you know, to make themselves feel better. No, you guys have to deal with your own relationship and you decide if marriage is right for you. And if it is, great. You do it when you're ready. When it's not, if it's not, then just be vocal about it.
Yeah. You don't get married if two of you are not in agreement. And apparently it sounds like he's not. You don't do it based on outside pressure from family members, friends, or whatever. That's not why you get married. It's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do.
I think you and your girl, y'all, you didn't even mention how she feels.
Right.
Does she want to get married? Because you guys need to get on the same page. And if you're on the same page and she understands where you're coming from, then you guys can make a decision and her parents will figure it out.
Yeah. Don't do it.
And you can tell them, listen, like Ric Flair used to say, you might hate it, but learn to love it. Because this is just the way it's going to be.
I mean,
this is on you guys, not on them. I'm sorry, y'all are grown-ups. You're having your own baby now. It's not really their choice.
Don't fall victim to the pressure, bro. You'll resent it. You'll resent them.
But communicate with her. Make sure you guys get right. Y'all two figure it out, and the parents will fall in line. Trust me. They're going to want to see that grandchild. They're going to fall in line.
Yep.
Exactly. It's your family. You guys make the rules.
Talk to them.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Trent, no weakness. We're going to do weakness.
Yo, listen. Flashing lights with Laura Stiles on the way. What's popping, Kiko?
Well, coming up in a flash of lights, a big rumor of a Kendrick Lamar album dropping. I'll give you the details on that coming up.
Yo, Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Rosenberg.
Yo.
Name one of the top 10 most streamed songs on Apple Music in New York City. Name one.
Something with Pop Smoke.
Currently, no.
No?
Nope.
No?
Something with Lil TJ.
Lil TJ, yes. Calling my phone, Lil TJ and Black, number 8.
Yeah, the
top
Black
stream
joint.
Song in Black New York joint. City. Okay. Laura Stiles.
Okay.
Name one song. Rosenberg cheated. He named an artist. So, name anything you know that might be in the top 10.
Maybe Leave the Door Open?
Ooh, Leave the Door Open is not in the top 10 most streamed songs in New York City right now. It is number 21 on the top 25 for New York City.
Rosenberg 1, Laura,
what about,
0.
Okay, sorry. I was going to go again.
Let's keep going. All right. Okay.
What about Trackstar?
Trackstar Mooski is number 13.
Oh, okay.
Did
top
not
top
crack
10.
The top 10, though.
Not 10.
Can I try?
All right,
how about CJ?
How about...
All right, anything from CJ? Currently top 10 on the top 25 in New York City, according to streaming on Apple Music. CJ is on the La Mama de la Mama record with El Alfa, the Dembo joint.
Is that in the top 10?
Yes. That is number 7.
Rosenberg.
Wow. I was going to say, how about something with Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny? No?
Bad Bunny, top 10. No. Yes, Dakiti with Jay Cortez at number 10.
Cast 1 with 1. Laura still with 0. Rosenberg,
I know that.
All right, we'll go back to Laura Stiles. Now we are guessing the top 10 streamed songs in New York City.
Cass, you keep jumping in.
Cass, you're a DJ, by the way. You really don't even count.
Who's Shiesty?
Pusheisty is currently not on the top 10 anymore.
Wow.
Yes. Pusheisty is down at 15 with Back in Blood.
Okay. What about Rapstar?
Rapstar by Polo G.
Polo G.
Ooh. Number 3 song streamed in New York City right now on Apple Music.
Okay, Rosenberg 1, Laura 1.
No, I 2.
Rosenberg 2, Laura 1.
What's number 1? I don't know.
Number 1 is Solid featuring Drake, Young Thug, and Gunna.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2 is Ski.
Wow.
Doja Cat and SZA at number 5 with Kiss Me More. And Justin Bieber,
Cat.
Daniel Caesar, and Giveon at number 4, Peaches.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Yo, so in Apple Music, they have these things now where you can look at over 100 cities' top 25. So you can go look at like what's popping in Lagos, Nigeria, Johannesburg. You can go look at Boston, San Francisco. You can look at it city by city. It's kind of dope.
Fire.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Well, it's been over 4 years since Kendrick Lamar dropped Damn. Now, yesterday, TD put a Kendrick Lamar talk album, Talking to the Universe, because everybody was like, wait a second, could this be it? They tweeted, the wait is over. Hashtag TDE. And then they showed an animated GIF with, you know, like the little booting up, like a computer booting up with the date 5/7/21 at the end.
Why are they playing with my emotions? That's what I really want to ask.
Exactly. Honestly,
Rosenberg, TDE's on Rosenberg. We haven't checked in with him in a while. Let's go to the TDE desk. He used to swing from the scrotum. What do you know?
Wow.
No, that's what the world, everybody used to say that. I didn't say it. I didn't make it.
I know. Everyone, there's no angle I can take without getting attacked for being right, because I happened to guess that Kendrick would be it, and he was. I checked in, I hit top at some point recently, I didn't hear back. We had talked prior to that.
Yo, you got fired from TDE?
I might have been fired.
Damn, Rosenberg.
Well, it's not like that. It's more like furloughed because of COVID. You know, there's so much time.
And they slowed down a little bit, so you know, they didn't really need you.
I talked to Punch the other day, but actually not about, I didn't ask about Kendrick. I don't like nagging them about Kendrick. It's gonna happen what's gonna happen.
Is Kendrick Lamar the most consistent solo rapper in the history of hip hop?
The most consistent solo rapper?
Like, what other solo rapper has dropped this many great albums out the gate?
You mean it's 4 straight?
Mm-hmm.
4 straight that are all pure fire.
Kanye, does that count?
Yep. Why not?
What about Ross? How many albums
said Ross?
Ross
Rick
had?
Ross?
Yeah.
Rick Ross is incredible. I don't know that he's has 4 straight albums that are like that, but he's amazing.
Hove?
Hove 4 straight? I don't know if Hov's ever had four straight.
Yes, he has. You don't think so?
I don't know. Go through and look. You tell me. I mean, maybe, but I don't know if it's consistent as these four. I'm going to get scorched for it because I apparently I have bias. People think I'm making money off Kendrick, but I just think you look at those four. Some people don't like Untitled Unmastered, though.
What?
A lot of people. A lot of people don't like the second album.
Drake?
To Pimp a Butterfly. A lot of people don't like To Pimp a Butterfly. They are tripping,
Okay. Yes, people hate that album. And I think
people. Okay, now you're gonna go as far as hate.
Yes,
people hate that.
There are people who think the album's too musical. It's too complicated.
Too heady. It's just they don't like it. I think it's brilliant. It might be my favorite one. I mean, but that's people are.
What about Drake?
I don't think Drake has four great albums.
Albums. We're talking about albums, not songs on the albums. We're talking about complete bodies of work.
I mean, you already know I think Drake has more hits than anybody, but four great albums of the level of Kendrick's four.
One of the biggest critiques on Drake is the fact that he doesn't have a what people consider a universally accepted classic album.
Now, I know that when we have these conversations, everyone expects you to honestly just have conversations about who are the most popular, but if you were to talk to me, Peter Rosenberg, Ghostface went Iron Man, Supreme Clientele, Bulletproof Wallets, and then Pretty Tony. Pretty Tony's the step down of those four.
But yeah, he was solid.
But that run is solid. And that's over 8 years. But Kanye is really the answer. I mean, Kanye's body of work is stupid. I mean, even Kanye's gospel album, in the midst of him driving me
it
insane.
It sounds phenomenal.
And he made a Christian gospel album.
That won a Grammy.
And it was phenomenal. Like, it had great stuff on it. Kanye's tough.
So Kendrick, Kanye, maybe Hov. Ghost is in the convo. We're talking about four straight out the gate. Consecutive albums.
Let me look real quick.
Back to back?
Let me look real quick on Jay's. The problem with Jay is that you start arguing about the volumes.
Right, my lifetime volume, this and that.
Because Reasonable Doubt was Reasonable Doubt, obviously. In My Lifetime Volume 1, in retrospect, at the time, I sort of thought it was okay. It's
but
pretty
it's fire.
Great. Hard Knock Life is not my favorite, but you look at it now, it reads like a greatest
it's
hits
fire,
album.
Bro.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, I don't sit and listen to that album straight through like that, but it is.
It's got joints.
So that's three.
But then Volume 3, Life and Times of Sean Carter.
Had some joints. That's him standing next to the Roly, to the Rolls Royce.
That's two or three. I get the covers confused. This is the one with So Ghetto, Do It Again. Snoopy track, Big Pimpin'. Hova song.
Outkast might be close.
Yeah, but I said
solo.
Solo.
He said,
okay,
solo. Okay, solo.
Because me too, Cass. Yeah. I was about to be like, ow. Okay,
and Tribe Called Quest, De La. I mean, EPMD. When you get to groups, it gets a lot easier, honestly.
Solo rapper makes it harder. Anyway, maybe we'll get a Kendrick tomorrow. Maybe.
No, May 7th.
Or May 7th. But I think it's going to be SZA, man. My bet is SZA.
Oh, what about J. Cole?
That's a strong possibility.
Strong possible.
That's like what you said about Ghostface with some people. I love all the J. Cole's album, too. I'm with you on that. But some people just be like, oh, I don't like that album.
Some people just hate on J. Cole and they're idiots.
J. Cole has four.
I didn't start loving J. Cole albums until Forest Hills.
See, not me. I like Born Sinner, but there was too many records. So let's go. Forest Hills Drive, For Your Eyes Only, K.O.D.
That's three straight.
Three straight. This next one might be the four.
Yeah, that's true. The Fall Off could be the four because the last three.
Is that the official name of the next J. Cole album?
That's what I think people have said it is.
Let's see.
They're saying it's coming.
K.O.D.
Plus,
was
a photo of him.
K.O.D. is incredible. For Your Eyes Only is incredible. Forest Hills Drive is incredible. Yeah. Yep, J. Cole might get himself a four-peat.
He might.
Yo, solo rappers with a four-pack, a four-peat is a great conversation.
It's a great conversation.
Four-piece with a four-peat.
Because a four-pack is... I mean, Ross has four. Four straight?
That's the thing. Four straight is the hard one to do. Two straight is difficult. Two to three is hard.
Because, let's see. Rick he started out Port of Miami, Trilla, Deeper Than Rap, Teflon Don.
Teflon Don was the one where he got back in his boogie.
Really? Yeah. I mean, Deeper Than Rap's got joints. They all have joints. That's the thing. They all have joints. But are they all the way through? I would say no. And that, I think Ross is an all-time great. But four joints is it's very tough.
Sorry, I was looking at Nas' discography.
Nas 4 Straight is tough, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at it right now because it goes Illmatic, It Was Written, I Am, and then Nostradamus was the...
People see that three, had a three-pack.
Yeah. But then it goes Stillmatic, Godson, and Streets Disciple.
Another three-pack.
Yeah, but because then hip-hop is dead.
And then hip-hop is dead.
Untitled.
We're only talking about rap, right?
Oh, you know, I mean, you want to go cast one. Notorious changed the conversation.
This is going to be universal. Because you know Michael Beyonce Jackson got like that five pack.
Yeah, I mean.
Beyonce, come on.
Come on, man.
Anyway, right. Guys.
Laura, wrap this up.
All right. That's your lesson.
It is Kanye and Kendrick, though.
Jeez. Time is 8:56. Alternate side parking rules are suspended in a high of 72.
Yo, DJ, man. Change the subject fast. One.
Yo, Future, Drake, get that on. Jumpman, coming up next.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Number one for hip-hop. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!